How does the old saying go, when dogs can fly?
Something like that. You get a look at it this week at the Las Cruces Bulletin's cover. There was a dock diving competition here in town, and local photographer Tabitha Rossman got a great shot, and she sent it to us, one of these airborne canines.
It happens every year. We have folks that get up into the mountains or out into the desert and can't find their way back out again. So you have more information on what happens next.
Well, one of the key organizations in our region that helps people out in those situations is Mesilla Valley Search and Rescue. And the last couple of years, they've been engaging with other organizations. And this past weekend, they had a training with the Las Cruces Fire Department. So those two and other groups are working together so they know the strengths that each other brings, so they can better help people if they do get stuck out there or injured or something worse.
Mm-hmm. Patience is a virtue as we recover from the pandemic, especially when dining out.
Well, you know, the old videotapes we used to rent in the 80s and 90s, they had Be Kind, Rewind. And my column this week is about basically be kind as you dine. You know, the restaurants are packed because everybody's so hungry, literally and figuratively, to go out and get back at it. But every restaurant in town is having issues with staffing. They're having issues with products, supplies. And so chances are you go somewhere and you're going to order, and they may not have your first choice. You may have to go to your second and third, and there'll be new wait staff. So my recommendation is just chill. You're there to relax anyway, and maybe you can help train these young people.
Bring some crackers in your pocket.
Or have an extra beverage.
So there are places around any town that kind of sit and deteriorate, and certainly Las Cruces is no stranger to that. You've got a story on one of those places.
A local writer, Rob McCorkle, who doesn't work for us, but he's a freelancer and a veteran writer, has been frustrated with what former city councilor Jack Ekman called the eyesore of District 4. It's this unfinished building at the corner of Main and Amador. And Rob did some research, talked to some folks, and he opines on his feelings about that little thing that's kind of a blight on downtown Las Cruces.
And believe it or not, it won't be long before voters will be going back to the polls in Las Cruces.
Right, we're voting on school board and a few other things, including city council. And Mike Cook has an interview with one of the District 5 candidates in this week's bulletin.
On this list, you have a few more items in the arts and entertainment section this week to go over.
I don't know if you're like me, Casey, if you've always dreamed of hanging out with a 7-foot invisible rabbit.
I can't say that I am.
Okay. Well, there's one called Harvey, and Elwood P. Dowd befriends him, and it's a famous play and later a movie by Jimmy Stewart, and that's coming to the Las Cruces Community Theater. Brandon Brown, Lenny Brown, and Alex Wheeler Larkin are among the locals in the cast. It's coming out in August. And then my favorite singer of all time is the late, great Sarah Vaughan. But until I read this week's bulletin, I didn't know that there is a Sarah Vaughan International Jazz Vocal Competition. And what's really cool is a recent winner is from Las Cruces. She grew up here, went to college in Santa Fe, used to perform at the Boba Cafe and other places. I'm going to take a chance and see if I can pronounce her name, Tawanda Susbrick Joaquim. And she's living out in L.A. now, pursuing her dreams. The movie and the book Walking with Herb keep on. It's the gift that keeps giving. Joe Bullock, who wrote the book, is going to be signing copies of his book as well as the new DVDs of the movie at Coas Books on Saturday, July 31st. And then we have an article about the NMSU Theater Department, which is announcing its schedule for the upcoming school year.
And let's move on to the business section now, a new credit union in town.
Lots of stuff cooking. Nucinda is opening up an office over in the Pan Am Plaza. It's a credit union. Debbie Moore of the Greater Las Cruces Chamber of Commerce takes a look back at the pandemic and how local businesses worked through it, often with great emotional difficulty. And economist Chris Erickson looks at the pandemic recovery from a federal level and how the stimulus and other government actions have affected that. And then in sports, our editor Dave Burge looks at the new sports year at New Mexico State, where we'll actually be able to go see games live. So
we hope.
Yeah. We'll have all that and a lot more in this week's Las Cruces Bulletin. You can find it in newsstands all around town and online at lascrucesbulletin.com. Thanks and have a great week.
Thank you, Richard, for the preview.